You ready? Okay. All right, I'd like to go ahead and get started. I think I've probably prepared more than I should have for this. The last time that I was up here, I mentioned that I wanted to do a series of messages on the subject of prayer is. And the last time I spoke was on the subject that prayer is appropriate. And at that time, we learned that prayer is right, that it is good, that it is wholesome, that it's commanded, that it's required, that it's proper, and that it should characterize the Christian's walk with God. We discussed at that time the excellence of prayer. We discussed the example of prayer, the exhortation to prayer, and the exercise of prayer. So today, as I continue this series, I'd like for us to take a look at the fact that prayer is a gift. And prayer is a gift to us from a gracious and merciful God. Now, the definition of a gift is something that is voluntarily transferred by one person to another person without compensation, and includes the act of giving or bestowing something. And that's why I say that prayer is a gift. It's a blessing, unearned and undeserved. It is given freely and without cost to us. Prayer is a resource in time of need, when we're feeling overwhelmed, when we don't know what to do, when we need guidance, direction, or understanding, when we need comfort, when we need mercy, when we need grace. Prayer is the gift that provides us the means to reach out and call upon our Creator, call out to the one who hears prayer. When we're overflowing with thankfulness, when we have gratitude, when we're amazed at the beauty and splendor of creation, the handiwork of God, when we're awed with wonder at His greatness and goodness, when we're filled with adoration and praise, when we can't contain the joy and our hearts desire to pour out our love to our compassionate Savior, it's prayer which is the gift that gives us the way and the means to express our worship, our praise, and our adoration to our matchless Creator and Sustainer. Wherever we are, in whatever circumstance or situation we find ourselves, if we're crushed under the pressure of responsibility, if we're stressed, if we're at our wit's end, if we're weak, if we're sick, if we're weary, if we're burdened, discouraged, disheartened, prayer is the gift which connects us with the provision, support, and encouragement of the merciful and gracious King. We may, on the other hand, be filled with joy, invigorated, rejoicing in the loving kindness of God, no matter our condition, no matter what our emotional state. Prayer is the gift that gives us access to God the Father through Jesus the Son. When we consider the extensive list of gifts that He has given to us, we often think of the gift of mercy. We think of the gift of salvation. We think of the gift of the forgiveness of sin. We think of the gift of peace with God, which is offered by grace through faith in Him. We think of every spiritual gift that we've been granted. And along with these, He has also given us the unspeakable gift of prayer. What an amazing thought. Though we are weak and inadequate, though we falter and fail, we may at any time come boldly before the throne of grace and speak directly with our Creator. with a full expectation that he hears our prayer. Our God is not aloof. He's not disengaged from his creation. We haven't been wound up like toy soldiers and set on a path and left to our own resources and ingenuity to march along it. We've been granted the gift of prayer. We have access to the unlimited resources of our great and almighty God. We have access to the infinite wisdom and knowledge of the all-knowing and all-wise Creator. We have access to the gentle and tender mercies of the giver of life and the one whom we love because he first loved us. So let's take a look at a few considerations related to this most precious gift. First, I'd like us to consider that prayer is given for our benefit. We'll also consider that prayer is a gift given for our blessing. We'll consider that prayer is a gift given for our comfort. And finally, we'll see that prayer is a gift given for our support. So prayer is a gift given for our benefit. If you have your Bibles, we'll turn to Psalm 36. I'll read from verses 5 through 12 of Psalm 36. Your loving kindness, O Lord, extends to the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies. Your righteousness is like the mountains of God. Your judgments are like a great deep. O Lord, you preserve man and beast. How precious is your loving kindness, O God, and the children of men take refuge in the shadow of your wings. They drink their fill of the abundance of your house, and you give them to drink of the river of your delights. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light, we see light. We know that our God is complete, whole, and perfect in himself. We know that he lacks nothing. He wants for nothing that he cannot provide or supply of himself. He certainly doesn't need us or our prayers. We do understand from the scripture that the prayers of the saints are like incense, a pleasing aroma to him. We know that we are commanded and exhorted to prayer. And I think we'll find that prayer is a gift that is for our benefit. Consider our condition. We are dependent. We are needy. We are impotent. We are often foolish and unwise. We are engulfed with physical, emotional, and spiritual needs. What then can we do? What then should we do? We can call on the very Lord of all creation to hear our plea. He knows our frame. He knows that we are but dust. We know that Christ was made like us. He suffered as a man. He took on our weakness. He was tempted in all ways, yet without sin. We can go to him in confidence that he knows us. He knows our condition. He knows our need. He knows our heart's desire. He truly understands us. He has graciously provided the gift of prayer, which gives us access to the very seat of mercy. He knows our needs. He knows our weakness. Indeed, he knows us better than we know ourselves. And let us not forget that even knowing us as he does, he still loves us. He cares for us. He delights in showing loving kindness and mercy to his own. When we consider our God, our Redeemer, and our Savior, our heart is filled with gratitude and thanksgiving. We may go to him in prayer and lift up our praise to him. We can find joy and peace through communion with him, in extolling his virtues and rejoicing in all that he is and all that he has done. Prayer benefits us by building and strengthening our faith. When we go before the mercy seat, we do so in recognition that we can trust him. We do so in recognition that he does all things well, and that we are safe and secure in his care. We can be at peace and have assurance in spite of whatever circumstance we find ourselves. As we place our burden on him, as we trust in him, rest in him, depend upon him for everything. Prayer is our means of seeking forgiveness. We are fallible. We are prone to disobedience. We falter. We stumble and fail. When we sin, we can go to him in confession. He is faithful and righteous to forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So prayer is a gift given for our blessing, for our benefit, I'm sorry. Next, we're going to talk about that prayer is a gift given for our blessing. So in the book of 1 John in chapter 5, verses 13 to 15, I'll be reading that. 1 John chapter 5, 13 to 15. These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. This is the confidence which we have before him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the requests which we have asked from him. The gift of prayer is a gift of blessing to us, in that we can have confidence that what we ask according to his will, he will give to us. We have confidence that our prayers do not fall on deaf ears. Our prayers are not merely bouncing off an impervious wall. Our God condescends to hear and answer our prayer, and he takes delight in our communion with him. Young lions may lack and suffer hunger, but they who seek the Lord shall not be in want of any good thing. The gift of prayer is a source of hope and guidance. It strengthens our relationship with God. It is our means of communion with him. By engaging in prayer, we cannot help but be reminded that we are not alone. Not only do we have a relationship with him, but we also have all of our brothers and sisters in Christ right alongside us. And as we pray for one another, we are a blessing to each other. Prayer is a gift given for our comfort. I'm going to speed up just a little bit here. I'm sorry. So in Philippians chapter 4, I'll be reading from verses 4 through 7. That's Philippians 4, verses 4 through 7. As we read that prayer is a gift given for our comfort. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your gentle spirit be known to all men. The Lord is near. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. We know that we're a needy people. We know that we are weak and subject to many maladies. We suffer from anxiety, fear, distress, loss, and a multitude of other issues that beset us as we struggle under the curse of sin. What greater means of finding peace do we have than the very act of prayer? I know of no better method to reduce anxiety to calm the soul, to find comfort, than to be engaged in prayer. We are weak. We are poor and needy. But by the gift of prayer, we may come to the one who is the very source of all strength and blessing and find comfort in him. We are frail and broken. God is almighty and powerful. His riches are unsearchable. In him we find strength. In him we are blessed. In him we receive mercy and grace to help in time of need. The gift of prayer is given to us as a means to take hold of that peace which passes understanding. It is given that we may experience the hope that does not disappoint. It is given so that we can partake of his joy, unspeakable and full of glory. When we avail ourselves of the gift of prayer, we are reminded that the earth is full of his loving kindness, and his mercies are new every morning. Communing with him in prayer assures us that nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. And this bears repeating. We go to him in prayer, laying our burdens upon him, grasping by faith the understanding that everything purposed by him is for our eternal good and for his glory. We can find comfort in pouring out our heart to our great protector, our comforter, our creator, the good shepherd. He is full of grace and mercy. Prayer is a gift given for our comfort. It enables us to look to Christ, the one who ever lives, to make intercession for us, the one who always cares for us. In prayer, we turn our focus from ourselves, from our condition, from our circumstances, and we focus on the one who is generous and kind, strong to save. Finally, prayer is a gift given for our support. I'll be reading from a couple of places. You don't need to turn there. But in Psalm 66, verse 19 and 20, we read, "But God certainly has heard. He has given heed to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, who has not turned away my prayer, nor his loving kindness from me." And in Psalm 145, verses 18 and 19, we read, "The Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of those who fear him. He will also hear their cry and will save them." Jeremiah 29:12, "Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you." And in Psalm 65:5, "By awesome deeds you answer us in righteousness, O God of our salvation, you who are the trust of all the ends of the earth and of the farthest sea." Prayer is our lifeline. Prayer is a gift from God by which we engage him to supply us in our need. We know that our God will supply all our needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. We have in prayer the avenue to beseech the Lord who gives grace and mercy. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly. The gift of prayer, and indeed all the gifts of God to us, were paid for by Jesus Christ. All of this is ours by grace through faith. By his righteousness, we are forgiven. And through his work, the gifts are ours. By the amazing grace of our God, everything we need, everything we have, is a gift. He gives us our daily food. He gives us the necessities of life. And he has given us the gift of prayer. Our very purpose is to glorify, worship, and enjoy our God. And prayer is a channel for fulfilling that purpose. The gift of prayer gives us the means to go to him and rejoice, to give thanks, to express our gratitude for all that he has done, is doing, and has promised to do. Prayer is a gift which allows us to go before the mercy seat and lift up our requests and needs to him. Prayer is a gift which provides a means for everything we receive to be good, right, and holy. In 1 Timothy 4:5, it tells us that everything created by God is good and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with gratitude, for it is sanctified by means of the word of God and prayer. Prayer is the gift of God which allows for us to remain firm in the faith, kept in the love of God, and sure of his mercy. In Jude verses 20 and 23, it reads, "But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, waiting anxiously for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to eternal life." Prayer is the gift of God which allows for us to be strengthened and encouraged. Consider Paul's prayer in Ephesians 3. "For this reason I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in the inner man, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ, which surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled up to all the fullness of God." What a prayer that is. Prayer is the gift of God which allows us a means to address our illness and infirmities. James 5:13 and 16, we read, "Is anyone among you suffering? Then he must pray. Is anyone cheerful? He is to sing praises. Is anyone among you sick? Then he must call for the elders of the church, and they are to pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will restore the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, they will be forgiven him. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another so that you may be healed. The effective prayer of a righteous man can accomplish much." Prayer is the gift of God which allows us a means to fight temptation. When we find ourselves being tempted, what are we told? We should watch and pray that we might not enter into temptation. We should pray that we might not be led into temptation. We trust that he knows how to rescue the godly from temptation. And we know that with any temptation, he also will provide the way of escape so that we can endure it. The gift of prayer is our lifeline to overcome temptation. So prayer is a gift to us, to God's chosen ones. This precious resource is provided in all its power to those who belong to him. We should not disregard or neglect it. This gift is not freely given or indiscriminately available. The word tells us that God doesn't attend to the prayers of the wicked. He is far from them, but he hears the prayer of the righteous. I would like to remind us that sinners have no right to come before a holy and just God at all. Sinners have no right to be heard. However, as God's children, forgiven through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, clothed in his righteousness, We have been granted this gift, this precious, unmatched gift of prayer. Do we take it for granted? Do we disregard this gift of God? Do we only half-heartedly engage in prayer? Do we find 1,000 other things to distract us from prayer? Let us not be complacent. Let us not be lazy concerning prayer. It is work. It can be difficult to make it a real priority in our lives. But when we consider everything that this precious gift means to us, we should be eager to be in prayer. As we consider the grace of God in our lives, as we think of salvation so wonderfully wrought on our behalf in the sacrifice of Jesus Christ for us, let us remember that we are saved, we are redeemed, and in Him we are blessed with immeasurable gifts of grace. And one of these priceless gifts is that of prayer. Access to God. We have the expectation that our Creator, the Master and Lord of all the universe, has given us access to His very presence. He has made bold promises to us about prayer, and He is faithful to uphold them. We should be eager to be in prayer. We should be stirred up in our hearts. We should want to go to Him in communion. Considering this marvelous gift should make us yearn to exercise this privilege. And now we have the wonderful opportunity to do that very thing, to engage this gift that has been given to us. So let us go to Him now in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we do rejoice in the salvation that You have wrought and in the gifts that You have given us through Your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank You for the fact that we can come to You in prayer, that we can come before the very mercy seat and expect to be heard, that we live in a country where we're free to do so, that we're free to gather like this and to lift up our voices in praise and adoration and lift up our needs and desires to You, knowing that You hear us and that You have made great promises to us in Your word. We thank You, Lord, for all these things in Christ's name. Amen.